As always, you're still listening to the 60-Minute Stage Dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you're enjoying all these incredibly gnarly tunes I'm playing. I'll go through them all really quick here. I should also mention, you might be listening to this in Alberta, CKXU 88.3 FM. At one point here, I'm going to be able to spin it all into one spiel, and I won't have to interrupt myself like that. But I'm just a volunteer when it comes to this stuff, man. Trying to figure it all out all the time, you know what I mean? Okay, let's run through those songs. So in reverse chronological order, again, our theme here this evening broadly is love. However, a few of these bands aren't necessarily tied to that, you know, literally, I guess. Not like it was in the first batch of songs. So reverse chronological order. You just heard Trans Panic Defense at the Disco by Sissy XO off the album Public Humiliation. Really intense, like, I think that's cyber grind. I'm so bad with genres these days because I just can't be asked. But if I were to describe cyber grind, I would put on Sissy XO, and that feels okay. The song before that was This Is Ours by In Loving Memory. It's off of the album As Years Pass and Feel Like Seconds. In Loving Memory, before I talk, I want to confirm. Ooh, yeah, they are OG. They, I knew this. I don't know why I doubt myself. Gosh, what am I good for? OG band, mid-2000s, Screamo, and then they've made a comeback here in the 2020s, which is fantastic. Hopefully an album in 2026. They've made a number of singles and an EP. But an OG Screamo band, super good. The thing I love about In Loving Memory is you'll throw them in YouTube or whatever, try to find a live set, and you'll see like something recent, you know, the past year or so, and they rip, and then you'll find some dude who like funneled in a camcorder to some skate park that this band was playing on, like probably the East Coast of America. I want to say, I'm just going to throw Virginia out there. I don't know. It just kind of feels like a Virginia band. And, you know, he's just recording them and it sounds like butt, and you can only hear the dude screaming only when the bass guitar cuts out, but they also rip. So that's my take on In Loving Memory. Song before that, a band I've played probably too many times on this show because I'm just so smitten with them. The band Numiers with their song I Love You Now, I Love You Never. It's off of their split with Versus Self. They're just the best. I really, really appreciate this Screamo band and how they go about it. It started as one dude in like a bedroom, basement, garage, you name it. It slowly evolved into more than that. I don't know if I've told this story on air, but I'm gonna tell it again. I saw Numiers play at New Friends Fest 2024. It was fantastic, but the coolest thing I thought was the dude didn't have his normal band or his normal musicians with them, so he just played with Versus Self. Versus Self just hopped on as his backing band and then played a bunch of Numiers songs. And then, like 3 hours later, Versus Self played. And I walked out. But that's a story for another day. That's a story for another day. And that's a funny story. Song before that, Sincerity Is Hard to Come By These Days by Me and Him Call It Us. It's off of the album Friends Applaud, The Comedy Is Over. And then the first song you heard there was Gaze Like Autumn by Life. It's off of their split with Body Shirt. So, lots of songs. I don't know why my voice is kind of going. That's terrifying. I hate. It's happened to me like twice in my life where I legitimately don't have a voice. I've never had more panic in my life. Maybe that just speaks to me being too much of an only child and speaking too much to everyone around me. But it's a freaky thing when you feel your voice going and you're like trapped within yourself. Okay, tangent, but I want to talk about it. Anyone ever watch the show House? Yeah? Okay, good. Because that's like my favorite show ever. Don't ask. But there's an episode where a guy falls off his bike, and the guy who falls off his bike is actually played by Mos Def, which is funny. Another story. Basically, what happens to the guy, because it's House and someone gets royally messed up all the time, he ended up being like locked inside himself. So he couldn't move his arms, he couldn't move his legs, he couldn't talk, he couldn't blink. He was locked inside. and he's at this hospital, and the doctor wants to pull the plug, and House is like, oh, I see something in this guy, and it's totally not a Vicodin hallucination. And then they go on to have a House episode. Why do I bring that up? Because that dude was locked in, locked inside himself. And if I lose my voice here in the next 22 minutes, I will be locked inside myself. And then I'll come to the radio the next day, I'll come to the station, and, you know, someone will be like, hi, Jeremy, and I'll be like, isn't that a crazy bit? Okay. Next band. Not related to love at all. However, it's not related to love in the song title or something like that. Or within, like, you know, the music and emotion or whatever, if you want to get heavy. But this band is from Medicine Hat, Alberta. Hold your applause. They're really cool. They've played a handful of shows. They played couple times in Calgary, I think. I don't think they ever made it to Lethbridge. They might have played a Medicine Hat. Basically, these dudes, like, blew up within the scene to some extent in Southern Alberta back when I was in my van and whatever. And they wanted to play a show with us. And we're like, heck yeah, let's play a show. We set it all up. It's for, like, September or something. And then, you know, it's a couple months out, so you don't really talk to the guys. And then we just see them post to their Instagram, like, it's been a good run. And we're just sitting there at jam one day, like, huh, I thought we were playing with them in 2 weeks. Anyways. So enough talk. The band is Time Fight. The song is Post Thrift Store Violence. It's off of a single, I guess, with another song called Stomach the Fall. And it's really interesting. It's really cool music. It's stuff I wouldn't know about if I wasn't there in the moment. I wouldn't know this song if I didn't love the genre so much, and the scene, and being in a band, and being around my friends, and making new friends, and making music, and just all the emotions and excitement that come with that. But I never met these guys, as far as I remember. So, loving something you never met. Parasocial relationships are in for 2026. I think they were out for 2025, but they're back in for 2026 because everyone's just so lonely these days. Just kidding. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Post Thrift Store Violence, Time Flight. We'll be right back. There we are. 53 minutes into the 60-minute stage dive here for the first show of 2026. As always, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM or on Wednesday nights on CKXU 88.3 FM. It's been a very nice show. It's been very nice to be back in the saddle. I am battling my voice, which is weird. Doesn't happen to me, but I'm going to shut up about that. I only got 5 minutes left, and I have a five-minute song I want to play, so let's go really fast. The songs you heard in reverse chronological order, Vancouver's own Lee? I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just Lie, spelt with an accent over the E, but that's the song Bugs off of the album You Want It Real. Quick story about that. We somehow ended up with a copy of that album back at CKXU, and I don't know how we ended up with it, but I donated to a fund drive show, and now I own that album on vinyl. So, shout out Lee, or whatever. The song before that, Thin Veil by Frail Hands, off of the album Parted, Departed, Apart. Song before that, it's in French, you guys are going to have to bear with me. Manufacturer Le Fin by Marie Noir. It's off of a split with Amitai, Empatia, and then Marie Noir. Very good, and R.I.P. Amitai. Song before that, really cool older metal song from 1995 by the name of The Extremist by Dead Guy. Been getting really into Dead Guy, partially because I think their album title is really funny. It's called Fixation on a Coworker, but it's just really forward-thinking music. For loud music to have come out in 1995. So shout that out. First song you heard, Medicine Hat, Alberta's Time Fight with the song Post Thrift Store Violence. The last song I'm going to play is Dad Rock. I'm so sorry, but this was the first song I thought of when I came up with this whole like love-ish theme for this show. And the song is No One Loves Me and Neither Do I by Them Crooked Vultures, which means you're going to hear Josh Homme, Dave Grohl, and how am I forgetting the bassist of Led Zeppelin? John Paul Jones. That's his name. Okay, really heavy breakdown with some really cool overdubs in the back half of this song. I'm going to let it play. You're listening to CJSF. I will be here at 8 p.m. next week for the 60-minute stage dive. And at 9 p.m. tonight, you're going to hear Rad Radio. Stay tuned for that. Thank you all so much for listening, and goodbye.